Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. This week has been completely lit, including you, L'Oreal, in that little dress I saw you on Instagram, sis.
You know I got it from Macy's.
Yeah. The summer ain't even started, but baby, you looking good.
I'm trying to give a preview. You know, I was trying to give a little preview. I'm trying to keep up and catch up with the queen, you know, all the queens, men queen.
Did you get that dress from Macy's?
I definitely got that dress from Macy's. And when I tell you so many people reached out to me about that dress, and shout out my homegirl, Toya. I actually went to her baby shower and it was perfect because she had like
you
a
wore that dress
theme.
To a baby shower, sis?
Was I not supposed to?
You would go get pregnant at that baby shower, girl. You're not going to be the only one celebrating a baby.
You're
honey.
Hilarious. Yes, but Macy's, it was Macy's.
Listen, you and by Macy's towed the weekend up. The weekend was completely lit from your Instagram to Will Smith's Instagram, where he apologized to Chris Rock. And I don't know if y'all heard yet, but he resigned from the Academy. We have to talk about that so much. I'm over it, but I need to know what's going on. Plus, our very own Black China, she got called out by both of her baby daddies. So usually it's the other way around, but we need to undress all of that. As well as an ex-football player goes in on Ciara and Russell Wilson, calling him a square, L7. I don't know what's going on, but it's going on.
Oh, man. I seen a little bit of that, and I know that gets messy. Just like it gets messy in these DMs, because it always goes down. In
my favorite part. Yes, yes, dear.
And you already know, just like each and every week for our final question to undress, this happened.
Meemaw shooting her shot. Pirom, pirom, pirom.
Come on, Meemaw.
Let me tell
Look
you something.
This little young waving light skin.
I can have another family too.
It's going down, y'all. So make sure you listen to how we undress this mess with the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by none other than our favorite place, Macy's.
Where is it? Macy's.
That's Macy's. And that's right.
Macy's is so dope because they do not fail to celebrate everything worth celebrating. This month is Earth Month, and you know Macy's is getting all up in the game. They making moves and helping people and the planet thrive together for a brighter future. Shout out to Macy's. You guys, we can join them in celebrating Earth Month by supporting the Community Schoolyards Project. It's super, super dope. The mission is to transform, you know, those underused blacktops and playgrounds that you have at the schools. Well, this program transforms those into beautiful green spaces.
Ooh, I love that. So listen, all you got to do is round up your next in-store purchase, which is super easy, not that much. And you can also donate online to the Trust for Public Land. Shop sustainable products and learn more from clean beauty business owners at Macy's.com/purpose, because we always got to move with a purpose.
All right. Speaking of a purpose, Lord have mercy. I know y'all tired of hearing about it, but we keep getting new tidbits, right? So while, be clear, the Undressing Room Podcast, Eva and L'Oreal are absolutely over the whole Will Smith drama, it's still more stuff coming out, so it's our job to speak on it. So let's undress this. Word on the curb is Will Smith resigned from the Academy. So even though we don't want to talk about it, people everywhere are still talking about it, and they're debating who was right, who was wrong after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars. Now, since then, there's been a lot of talk about whether Chris Rock would press charges, which he didn't, and he shouldn't, personally.
No, he shouldn't.
Also, Will Smith, being the big man that he is, apologized directly to Chris Rock in a statement on social media, to the Academy, to his fans, and to everyone. Now, People were really, really shocked when Will then announced that he was resigning from the Academy. So according to The Hollywood Reporter, Netflix quietly backed away from Will Smith's film. It's called Fast and Loose. It's supposed to be, it was supposed to be in the works, and the film's original director pulled out like a week before the Oscars. And so
that was like the what happened on stage. Fast and loose. Chris Rock got loose after that. Man, he smacked him real fast.
Well, the gag is that the director had pulled out right before the Oscars. Chris Rock was unslapped at the time, and Will Smith was still in a good space. They were looking for a new director. Or was he, girl? So they was looking for a new director, and now they've decided after the slap, they're just going to go ahead and put the film on the back burner. So they haven't completely shelved it. They just said, hold on. But the one that everyone is waiting for, L'Oreal, was the Bad Boys 4. Now, that has been in active development for quite some time. It's, you know, it's one of those, has a cult following. We are waiting for that.
I didn't see 3. I got to admit it.
Oh my God, it was so good. It was
I don't know why I don't want to see it.
You don't want to see it because you're afraid that it's going to mess up the 1 and 2. It's so good, which is why we wanted the 4. So, word on a curve is, girl, Will Smith had received 40 pages of the script for Bad Boys 4 right before the Oscars. So, obviously, it's in the works. Now, he then got a call and said, so, Will, we're going to go ahead and put a pause on that, and we'll talk about that at a later date.
Damn.
So a few projects that are in pre-production are likely to do the same because, you know, people scary. The Academy has made it very clear that they are going to move forward with some disciplinary proceedings, which obviously you've seen some because Will received a letter, which is why after that he ended up resigning. So what do you think about this? Do you think that he should have resigned? Do you think it was like, let me resign before they do something? Like,
I think he thinks that's going to help him, and it's not. Whatever they're going to do, they're going to do well. You can't get ahead of this one. And I get that's what his publicist is probably telling him. But you did something horrific, and you're going to have to pay for it.
It was wrong, but was it horrific?
It was. Everybody was like, that's horrific. Like, when you got everybody go, they're horrified.
Okay. What happens when Christian Bale goes ape crap all over a set, cusses people out? What happens when Brad Pitt goes crazy on a set?
Horrified. When Alec Baldwin kills someone, I'm horrified at that.
Well, he's the one speaking out. He got a lot to say about Will Smith. Meanwhile,
nobody listening to him, though. We talking about him in a sense where, I mean, like, shut up, murderer. Like, how you talking?
That's what I'm saying. This ain't French. We're not saying that, Lord.
Shut up, murderer. You murderous goon.
He is a procreator because he's on his, like, 9th child. That's for sure. We know that for factuals.
Well, so is NBA Youngboy, but I wouldn't call him a procreator. Denzel also said something.
For whatever reason, the devil got a hold of him. That circumstance, that night. And fortunately, there were people there, not just me, but others in the gap. Tyler Perry came right over there with me. And some prayers, you know, I don't want to say what we talked about. There, but for the grace of God. Go any of us.
Yeah.
You know, who are we to condemn?
Well,
it's just crazy.
Devil gets in there, and it's, you know, I think it went over a lot of people's heads because I feel like Denzel is talking as a very, very grown, successful Black man in this business, knowing how hard it is, understanding temptation, and understanding sometimes letting your frustrations and, you know, get the best of you and not practicing the self-control that you should practice.
Maybe something went down behind the scenes, because if Will would have did that to Samuel L. Jackson, Denzel wouldn't be saying that same stuff.
But Samuel L. Jackson wouldn't have done that, though.
I mean, he makes jokes all the time.
But I think it was a very Chris Rock thing to make a joke that it was thoughtless. Like, let's be clear. I don't think Chris Rock intended to be shady or mean or hurtful. I just think it is in his nature as a comedian to To hit low-hanging fruit. It's not just
a
joke.
Why would she be low-hanging fruit? She's a celebrity. It's an easy joke, though.
It's an easy joke. She and her husband are in the press.
Think hard about it. So that's
why it was whack. That's
but it wasn't smack worthy, and we argued about this last week.
Yes, we did, girl.
I do feel like they should put August Alsina in Will Smith's place in Bad Boys 4, and that should be his punishment. Bad boys.
You what so petty. You just like all the rest of the petty other people. What does August Alsina have to do with any of this?
What does his hands have to do with defending his wife?
Tupac. People bringing Tupac in it. What does Tupac have to do with any of
this? When they said that Willow wrote Tupac a letter, I was like, yo. No, but for real, I think that you got to have some kind of repercussion. Like, you can't just let this go. Something has to happen to Will.
Well, I think one thing that we're learning, which I don't think is our business. I started in this industry before there was social media. So there's usually a way bigger backstory than we will ever know. Word on the curb is Chris used to try to holler at Jada, and Chris never had a shot, like in a million years, way before Will, long, long time ago. But that might be one of the reasons why he thinks it's cool to always pick on her, because he does. He did at the Oscars. She wasn't even there. Like, leave her be. Just host your awards. Like, why do you keep saying this lady name?
And I get what you're saying, but that still don't. You catch him on the street. Anytime there's a camera recording you assaulting somebody, you got to get in trouble for that. It's just point blank.
The question is not, is he wrong or is he right? That's not the question. He was wrong. I think we all agree with that.
But he got to pay for it. Ain't that the question?
Well, I don't think.
Yeah, that's what the question
is. I think he did pay for it. I think
when?
This smear.
How? Chris Rock paid for it. Like, there's nothing.
Tony Rock will want to pay him for it, though. Have you heard what Tony said?
I did hear what Tony said.
Because if you think you're going to walk up on this stage, this ain't the motherfucking Oscars. And if you walk up here, you ain't nominated for these motherfucking hands. Y'all ain't know it's a lot of Rock Brothers.
Tony. Okay. He sound like Tony Montana.
Tony sound like, I'm going to put both options in front of you, but I'm ready to choose violence. Now, I know Chris Rock. I was in I Think I Love My Wife. I played Kerry Washington's best friend. I was on Everybody Hates Chris. Yes. I did every single week of All Death, and they all my guys. But for one, Tony, let's not make this, okay? Because it's not that kind of party. This is not gang beef. You know, we take stuff way too far sometimes. So let's not even do that.
You don't put your hands on people.
I agree. And I can appreciate Tony's frustration straight up and down. That's a New York dude, and that's his brother. And like Tony did say, it is a lot of rocks. Like, it's not just Tony and Chris. It's The Rock. They got hella family. I can understand the family being upset.
How many Smiths are there?
My mama was originally a Smith. That's her maiden. There's a lot of Smiths out here. I just think that it is up to the Tony Rocks, the Will Smiths, the Denzel to either continue to ignite this or to put it to bed. And I think it should go to bed. That's just me.
How could you move past this as Chris Rock? You're forever going to be the joke or be known as the person that got slapped. The slap thing is going to follow you everywhere. No, I can't. I would have to get some kind of justice on my side. Now let's move on.
Justice, speaking of, no peace.
Yeah, exactly. And that I would keep talking about me, my brother, whatever, till I own the house. Jada's wigs and whatever else they got over there.
See, that's a low-hanging fruit joke, right? Example of a low-hanging
fruit. I'll be owning
joke.
The red table, the grandma, Willow, the water company.
Just water.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? I want it all if I'm Chris Rock. Okay, now let's talk about somebody else that wants it all. This is Blac Chyna. Now, Blac Chyna, I would need a Willow's boyfriend and her girlfriend. Oh, okay.
Oh, she like it all. She wouldn't mind. She said she's very friendly.
Yeah, I'll take all of them. But anyway, Blac Chyna. So she got called out, speaking to all of them, by both all of her baby daddies. And that would be Robert Kardashian and Tyga. Now, Blac Chyna has a 9-year-old son with Tyga, a 5-year-old daughter with Rob. And she got dragged last week after she made a post going in on her children's fathers. She was saying that they weren't helping her at all. Her tweet said, "Yesterday, I had to give up 3 of my cars. My reasons, morals, beliefs, being a single mother, no support. I'm a mama." Then she added, "Single with no child support." Now, this is after the Shade Room posted her tweets. Both Tyga and Rob chimed in. But this is so funny because I remember us talking about this on the Unjust Room podcast last year, where she was saying she was independent and she didn't need nobody for nothing. Now,
it was the flex. I remember specifically, though, it was my real flex is that I take care of my kids with no help.
And that's what it was. That was the flexing. Now that flex ain't flexing. That flex ain't so flexible. Well, Tyga commented. He said, "I pay $40,000 a year for my son's school, and he lives with me Monday through Saturday. Why would I pay child support? LOL."
Hold on. Wait. If Monday through Saturday, that means she has him on Sunday?
For an hour, maybe.
I was just wondering if there was any more days of the week that I didn't know about.
I guess because she didn't want to send the kid to Sunday service.
Church.
So maybe that.
So Monday through Saturday. That's okay. 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 Keep going. I'm just trying to, make sure my math. I'm writing this down.
The kid can't stay on Sunday. But then here goes Robert Kardashian.
Okay.
He says, "I pay $37,000 a year for my daughter's school. I handle every single medical expense. I have my daughter from Tuesday to Saturday. Why the hell would I pay child support?"
Hold on. Well, let me do my days of the week. Tuesday through Saturday. Hold on. Let me do my days of the week because I'm trying to see.
That's going to be only Monday and Sunday.
Okay.
Well, then Tyga came and he said, "Well, how do you pay $3,000 less than me? Let me know the cost. Because I'm trying to pay the tuition you tuitioning it." Now, the fan realized that she essentially only has her kids one day every week, and they dragged her. Let me tell you, all day on Saturday, I was seeing, "Rest up, Blac Chyna. Tomorrow, you got a busy day." Now, she released a statement saying that she will be refocusing on her trial against the Kardashians and the Jenners, saying that they interfered with her show, Rob and Chyna, and she's suing them for defamation. She said, "They got my number one hit show killed back in January 2017. That not only hurt me financially and emotionally, that hurt my beautiful kids as well." She has them 2 days a week.
They told her to rest up on Saturday.
Rest up on Saturday because you got a busy day ahead of you tomorrow. What does it say about her that she only has custody of her kids one day a week? And we know, we've seen her lash out at a lot of people. Like, you're still laughing at the rest up Blac Chyna.
Listen, rest up Blac Chyna tomorrow. You got a busy
day. You got a busy day tomorrow, sis.
I'm sorry. That is absolutely hilarious. As a mother who absolutely has a very active husband and help in all kind of stuff, raising kids is not easy. It does not say anything negative that she has the child one day a week. Fathers do that all the time, and that's whatever the custody agreement is that works for everybody. I think that is with them in their situation. What does pose an issue is the idea of any kind of monetary assistance, considering what the custody arrangement is and who's paying for what. Now, if the roles were reversed, or if the guys wanted some child support, I could see a judge saying, "You know what? I do want you to help pay some of this school for these kids and to pay for his house because they live with him." But to assume that she would get any child support, I think the flex and the idea that you do pay for yourself is because you should.
Do you feel like she, like the family is helping her lose her bag? Because let's be clear, when it comes to the Kardashians and the Jenners, the only thing she probably is able to do right now is OnlyFans, right?
Like, well, let me just say this. She's so dope and she's so fly, but she lives a life that no one understands. I had to give up 3 cars. Ma'am, how many cars do you have and why do you have all of these cars?
Well, what if she only got one now? And say it's a 2-seater.
Because you can drive how many at what time, L'Oreal?
Yeah, but like to downgrade 3 cars is a lot.
To have 3 cars is a lot. You were already living in excess.
I know, I'm agreeing with you, but that means like you really ain't got it like that because you giving up one is one thing, but 3, that's crazy.
Okay, but how did you get these 3 cars? Maybe Nicki Minaj gave her a car. I'm going to say, Nicki gave her one. Boom. But the rest of them, if you're a single mom and your job is to take care of these kids, because you have no other assistance and no other subsidy. Now, why the hell do you got 3 cars extra? You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense.
It's excessive, but how many cars does the Kardashians have? Like, so if
how many over here asking somebody for some monies?
But if they stop in her bag, you know what I mean? She did have a number one TV show and they did get her kicked off. The ratings were good. So how the hell did she lose her show?
I don't know because I want to watch the show. So why did it get kicked off? How did
you
it get kicked off?
You didn't watch it?
I did watch it.
Me too.
But why? So no, why is it off?
Chris, she got it kicked off the network. That's why she's suing them. That's what the big suit is about. And initially,
I thought it was
Robert
because
Kardashian,
she wanted her last name to be Kardashian.
Robert Kardashian was countersuing her, but he withdrew any claims that he has. So now it's just her against them. And
hold on, wait. I don't know if y'all just heard that tea. What'd you just say? Rob was suing his mama too?
No, Rob was suing China.
Really?
He was suing her for all kind of stuff like defamation and all kind of other stuff like that.
Okay.
And things that she did to him on the show. But he ended up taking the claims back. So now it's only them two and the trial starts in 2 weeks. So we'll hear everything. She said that there's all kind of stuff behind the scenes that we're not aware of, but she said that she's definitely going to win, according to Black China.
Listen, I'm here for it. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, everything in the best interest of these children. But when it comes to your livelihood and your name, I can definitely understand the frustration when you cannot get out in front of what other people are, you know what I'm saying, saying and doing. So I'm going to pray for her on Saturdays and
on Sundays and Mondays when she got the kids. I'm going to pray for the kids. How about that? Okay, now there's an ex-NFL star that is actually out here shading Ciara and Russell Wilson, which is petty, and I'm confused at why. He's an ex-NFL player. Okay, so his name is Channing Crowder. He went viral over the weekend. He has a podcast called The Pivot. He originally was on I Am Athlete, but now this is a branch off
of
that.
Who he used to play for?
I believe Miami, if I'm not mistaken, the Dolphins. So the conversation was surrounding Russell Wilson and Ciara, who have been married since 2016, as some of y'all know. Now, he had this to say.
Yeah, if Russell ain't had that bread, Ciara ain't going to be with him. Russell Square. Ciara had it. She has a good situation, but you don't leave Future and get with Russell Wilson.
The thing is,
think that's what
you don't
wrong,
leave
though.
Future and get with Russell
women
Wilson.
Like,
it's a type. Listen,
women
bro, everybody
peace.
Got a type. Future and get with Russell Wilson, this, and I love him on the field. He's a square.
It's sounding very hater to me.
It does sound kind of hater. Like, how he know was she going to go for him? Maybe
where did
she
it get prompted
different
from?
Types.
Did they used to date or something? Or did they know each other from back? Like, what happened?
He wishes. He's mostly surprised by her being with rapper Future and going from him to Russell Wilson, who appears to be the complete opposite, which is true. I've definitely dated.
Well, Lori Harvey
kind of
dated
men.
Future, too, and then now is with Michael B. Jordan. I mean,
yeah, Future drives everybody to the safe guys, I guess.
Is that what we reduced this to?
Yeah, he's like, help, find me somebody with manners and that opens a door, God forbid. Anyway, so he insinuated that Ciara wouldn't be with Russell Wilson if it wasn't for his money and that he is a square, which is square about him, child. He getting.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
To the bag. He seems like a nice guy. He's taking care of the other future. Anyway, his fellow podcasters weren't feeling everything he was saying. They said women want peace and that the couples seem happy together. Now, Russell tweeted over the weekend, and people think it's about this clip. He said, but the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So he quoted a verse in the Bible. Now, do you think Ciara had a type before Russell Wilson? Because she dated 50, Bow Wow. She was linked to a few people.
Listen, and, Ciara's a fellow Scorpio sister, and she's an ATL girl, and she is self-made and has always had her dreams in shot form. I think she did just like a lot of us women do, is you fall for someone who is not particularly the one for you. You live and you learn. And she fell in love with the man of her dreams, and now they have a beautiful family. And anybody say otherwise is just hating, because what is the problem?
I don't know, because Russell is an upgrade to me, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
For sure. Like, I would much rather run around with Russell Wilson, who loves me, who takes care of me and my family, who treats me like a queen, than a man with 9 baby mamas who's going on vacations with different women.
But you can't win for losing in this industry, though, Lo, when it comes to people's opinions. Because, look, we just finished and we continue to talk about Will Smith, who was the cornball, the nice guy, the he should loke up. I can't believe he let Jada do X, Y, and Z.
He ain't the nice guy, that gangster.
Listen, now he gets up and slaps somebody, and now he's the most horrific. He should be punished. It's like, what do you want?
He's future now.
My point is that I think it's really whack that we label good guys as cornballs, and we glorify poor behavior. Like, you get yourself a gangster. He beat a murder charge. Ooh, I got me a real man. Ma'am, no, you have your real felon. You know what
and
I'm saying?
You got yourself like, a real task ahead of you going to see him in jail. I'm cool on that.
I think a good guy. I like stability. You see my husband. He from Beaumont, Texas. He be whipping on four folks outside, still holding, love all the trap music, but we'll get in court and talk in the 8th District Court and Circuit Court. Like, you know, the most educated man ever. I don't think it's a cornball. I think it's what a black man is it's versatile. We're not a monolith.
And that's I don't understand why we only have to be with one kind of guy. Like, you could be attracted to a certain type and then you could grow up and whatever. You're 9 times out of 10, it's that person that you're connected to, not always what they are.
You spoke on it last week about how, like, the kind of guys that you find yourself attracted to now that you've lived and you've dated a few different guys, you're like, okay, I'm going for more of like a this kind of guy. And someone that might have known you before, like, he's nothing like how you used to date.
Nothing.
You selling out. You like, no, and I've grown up and I've decided I don't want that no more. Like,
and not only that, my red flags, I see them a lot quicker now and I run away from them a lot faster. Mm-hmm. Like, before I would give people chances and be like, okay, and maybe I was trying to conform them into whatever I thought just because I liked them, but that's not always going to be the person for you. 9 times out of 10, it's never going to be the person for you.
Baby, this is a relationship podcast because you just preached on that one. No, we do. We try to make these men what we want them to be because they have potential and things and certain things that we love about them. So then you try to make them all of what you want and they might not be that. It doesn't mean they're a bad guy. Right. Doesn't mean any of those things. They're just not the one for you. So, sir, you're a hater for hating on Russell for being a good guy, because when you're young and just trying to play, that's one thing. But it's a grown woman with a child.
And the cornball is him. The cornball is the guy speaking on this, because the fact that you wouldn't want your daughter to pick Future over Russell Wilson. So don't try to tell Ciara to do so. And don't call her whatever for doing what she did. She chose the better man in the situation. The man that stepped up and provided what she needed, whether it was affection, time, love, whatever the case.
Whatever.
God.
You TD Jakes today, girl.
Come on now. That just pissed me off. Would you want her to get her ass whooped and cheated on? Like, I don't. Yeah, right. That's the gangster right there for her. But question, Russell Wilson's ex-wife, was she white? He was calling her a cornball, too.
I didn't know that he was married before. I need all the details.
Me neither. I didn't know that either, because he wasn't always good, was he now?
Well, she must have been there at before the real contracts, because the man's getting to the whole bag, and I'm sure for a million.
They was married for 2 years.
Okay.
And Sierra and her relationship, they got divorced April 2014, and Sierra left Future December 2014.
Okay. So the math.
Wilson is the one that filed for divorce. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know he was married, though.
I didn't know he was married, but what we do know is that currently he is happily married with all the children and with the baddest wife in the business, sir. So you're a cornball for speaking on someone else's marriage and relationship instead of just spreading love as you should.
Oh, she was whack, though. She got better once he got money, but look at her in the beginning.
Ooh. That concealer ain't concealing. You're listening to the Dressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Go ahead and check out our personal Macy's shopping page. It's at macy's.com/theundressingroom. What I want to get is into your DMs. Who is over here shooting a shot at the gorgeous L'Oreal this week? Did anybody succeed?
So I'm going to sit here and say, I don't know if this is really more so a DM than it is somebody trying to argue with me. So he sent me a DM. We had a topic on the show on the Morning Hustle. And it was basically about a guy who said that he didn't want to pay for the first date. He said, women don't want to give up their poom poom. I shouldn't have to give up my money. Those two are the most important things. So then when we go
Did
out
he
on
go on a date with a whore?
Listen, he was like, when he goes out on the first date, she got to pay for her stuff and he'll pay for his stuff. So I was like, you know, and it was women calling up and agreeing with him. So I was so confused, like, where are you guys' standards?
Going
where are you
Dutch. Ladies'
standards? Yeah, I was like, you know, let him court you, let him like earn you or whatever the case. So then the guy goes and looks at my page and he says, oh, makes sense now. You shouldn't be giving out advice to women dating when you're single. You look superficial. Now he's just looking at a picture of mine
and
saying,
gorgeous, and he mad.
You look superficial. No wonder you want a man you just met to pay for everything, which I never said. And you know, listening to me on the Undressing Room Podcast, y'all know I ain't never said nothing like that. Anyway, it's the ones who don't expect men to do anything, who is who we pay for. You offer to pay? A real man would say, girl, put that away. You sit there when the check comes on your phone. You getting past the tab after I put my card in. I'm married and now my wife had $20 to her name when we first met and she still offered to buy me a drink. I foresee a single life for you with your attitude. So I replied, because I never do this, but I did.
$20 and she spent a fraction of it on drinks?
Listen, I said, your wife married. Listen, I said, your wife married a clown. So then that's as super as I had to do it. He said, typical response from a narcissist. Now he done called me all this from looking at one picture of me. He done called me a superficial narcissist, all this. He said, my wife and kids don't want for anything. She's a stay-at-home mom driving a 2022 X7 with designer on her shoulder because she deserves it, not because she thought it was warranted when we were dating, shaking my head. Maybe one day you'll get it. I said, all that from $20? Good for her. Sis came up. What's your name, John?
I'm dead.
Like, why do people think they can rumble with me? I didn't have to get on stage and smack him. You say thing. You could do something that'll make somebody
You
feel
just
smaller.
Smacked him.
Well, that happened. But, sentence.
You sucker punched him. Now, you closed your fist. You tucked your thumb. You made sure all your nails was in and you got at a baby.
Well, he kept going. I'll just read his last message because I didn't say anything after that. He said her financial situation I had no clue about until she told me after we were married. Just like your one caller said, once in a relationship, money ain't an issue. I never said I wouldn't pay on the first date. Now he's changing up his story. Now you're changing up your story.
We was just going Dutch, right?
You was going Dutch. So he said, right. I always pay, but don't expect me to pay. That's foul. And why would a man want a woman like that? And you could check out my wife's Instagram. Nobody cares, sir. Nobody cares. So this is why I don't respond to DMs, because of psychopaths like this guy here. He's upset at me because his wife broke.
I guess everybody's okay.
I mean, I'm fine.
I hope they're not teaching this to their child. Now, you know, we got a final question to undress.
And yes, I'm excited.
So usually our final questions come in a form of a post or a DM that comes through at The Undressing Room Pod. You can follow us on Instagram and then they like slide in our DM like they do in L'Oreal DM. And then boom, that's how we get our question. But today's question, you know, it's something that I feel like for the culture just needs to be addressed, L'Oreal.
Okay.
Now, I know you are familiar. I am very familiar, but there's an amazing comedian by the name of Gerard Carmichael. Yes. He has an HBO special right now. It actually just premiered on Friday night, and he's a hilarious comedian. He always, you know, lands the plane when it comes to his shows, but the stuff that he talked about this project in this show,
it was heavy.
Crazy.
It was heavy.
So the name of the special is called Raythaniel, which is Gerard's actual name. And
I like how he told us too at the end. It was like he was gonna hide it at first.
And speaking of hide, you said the right thing, because that's what this was all about. This is all about him just unveiling secrets and whatever he has felt like he has hidden in his past. Mm-hmm. He lays it, I mean, it's like a red table, girl. So he says, I was left alone feeling like a liar because I had a secret, one that I kept from my mother and my father, my family, my friends, and you, all of you, professionally, personally. And the secret is, y'all ready?
Yes.
I'm gay. He added, I don't know if I would have said anything if I had the courage, because I only saw the secret as something that could have torn our family apart. So I rebelled against it my whole life. I never thought that I would come out. I didn't think I'd ever come out. Probably at many times and many points, I thought I'd rather die than to confront the truth of that, to actually say it to people, because I know that it changes some people's perception of me and I can't control that. And he's so right. And I feel like the gag is that he doesn't owe anybody an explanation for who he's attracted to or anything of that nature. I can understand having a lover and a boyfriend or a significant other and not being able to live in the truth of your love at events or just in the world because of it. Mm-hmm. But he does have a white boyfriend. He talked about his boyfriend. He talked about having, you know, been secreted his whole life. And so have you ever had a secret that you felt like would end up tearing your family apart, even though, or heard of something like that in a family where they just held it in and it tore them apart?
Yeah, I think that's like the worst, because there's things that people come to me and tell me, which it happens very, very often. And when I hear it, I'm like devastated. And I know that if others knew, it would be really bad. It's two big secrets I could really think about in like immediate family, not immediate, but like family or whatever. And like, I'm the only one that knows about one of the things.
Oh.
And then, because my family member came to me. And then, like, it was so devastating to me. And then, like, another thing, I feel like a couple people know and the family, but certain people don't. And I don't think it's the main people that I need to know. And I'm like, that's wrong. Like, it's just, it's messed up how, yes, a secret could tear things apart, but it's also hard.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Breaking that you have to hide certain things. Like, I know with him, his mother is not very accepting and his father isn't either. And he has situations where I believe his father was cheating on his mother. So it was already things going on there. So then when you come out, you're just separating the family more and more. You're looking at it like that, you know. And it was so emotional, so many moments.
It really was.
He's brave for like speaking about all that stuff that he went on with.
Yo, shout out to Gerard Carmichael, Daniel, for his courage and his boldness. I think it has to absolutely suck. I could only imagine being in a family and not being accepted for the truth of what it is. And, you know, I think a lot of times when the same question I posed to you about the secrets, I don't think are even as bad as people realize as hiding it. It's like a lie. It's like doing something you're not supposed to do. Like when I teach my daughter, you know, the lie is worse.
Mm-hmm.
What is, and hiding it doesn't change the truth.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Not telling somebody something that is the truth doesn't keep the truth from being what it is. It just now makes you a liar and a harbor of toxic stuff. And I think that is the unhealthy part. I've had two big secrets in my family. I remember when I first knew about one of the secrets, I feel like it's just like how you were saying, like you were the only one that knew.
Yeah.
And it was one of those secrets where I knew, and it was something that I knew would definitely tear the family apart.
Right.
But it's something that like my mama should have known.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what do you do? Like, are you trying to divide the family? And I'm the only girl. So my brothers are over here. Like, if you say anything, we gonna fight, and they will definitely fight me. And everything is out now. I am relieved. It don't change what it is, right? What it is still is. I just don't have to live with anything in me as if I did anything wrong. I'm not lying about nothing. I'm not keeping a secret because I didn't do nothing to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when the secrets are revealed, sometimes things happen to you when you're younger. You know what I'm saying? You never say anything. And not saying anything don't change it. Like, it doesn't change. You know, actually saying something might be the step to changing it as far as healing from it, at
least.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, from healing from it. But the messed up part is when you come out sometimes, and this is why certain people don't say things, that it gets made worse. Because either people will not believe you, or they're like, why did you wait so long? So that's why I see when people do certain things, I always like to defend, and I hate when women lie about getting raped or things of that nature. Obviously, I hate when people lie, period. But like, it's bad because you want to say you believe, because I understand why you would feel ashamed or whatever, even though you shouldn't. But, you know, there's always those secrets, the whole point. Their secrets is because you're ashamed, or there's some shame to it, or because it's not your secret to tell. It's so funny that this is even a topic, and maybe it was because I saw this special, but I thought about something in particular, and I'm just like, you know, when is this person ever gonna speak out and say? Because at this point, it's not right. It's like, why do I know and this person doesn't know? It makes me feel guilty, and that's even worse because it's like you're putting your guilt.
I have a story from a friend. So I have a friend, and this was a long time ago. My friend is married and moved on, and life is completely different. But to this topic, I have a friend that dated this lady back in the day and was hanging out with her, I guess, at her house or something like that. And the grandmother was there. And the grandmother ended up confiding in him, telling him about this secret family that grandpa got. Come to find out, grandma ain't never told nobody. So this guy, the girl's boyfriend, is the only person that knows. Ended up saying something to his girlfriend, and it severed their relationship. They stopped dating, which is most likely.
Would the grandmother confide in the boy?
Because she was most likely drunk and thought he wasn't going to be around for too long and need to get it up off her chest.
Well, she was trying to get that young boy some poom poom. Nana knew what she would do. Come on, Mima.
Mima, she with her shot. Pirom, pirom, pirom. Let me tell you something.
This little young waving light skin.
I can have another family too.
Would you like to be my sunshine?
So that's our final question to undress. It goes down every single week. Log on to theundressingrupod.com for access to our personal Macy's shopping page.
And that's it. We're going to head on out of here.
Oh, I'm naked, girl. I need to go put some clothes on. We undressed a lot today, honey.
Woo.
We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Until then, ta-ta for now.
Bye.
The Undressing Room podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcil and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.